Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it's great to be here.
Dave, it's always great to be with you. I love doing the Money Life program.
Well, I especially like Money Life programs when it has something that I'm really interested in. And today, our guest has something that I find fascinating.
Well, today's a great topic because Jack Alexander is going to be with us. He's an entrepreneur. He has a knack for seeing opportunities and understands how to turn those into successful businesses. Jack's a godly man, and he's going to be talking to us about how to take an idea and go into a full-blown business. And he's going to share some of the ways to avoid the potential pitfalls in the process.
You know, as we talk about business, there are a lot of our listeners who have told us they are looking for ways to make more money. Either they've been downsized or the economy has just taken a huge bite out of their disposable income, and they're looking for ways to increase the revenue. And one of their ways is they are looking at starting small businesses.
Well, Dave, starting a small business is a great idea. It's a very good offensive move. As we talked about before, sometimes you just really need to go on the offense. That's the best way to solve the problem that you may be facing. But there's some reasons not to start a home-based business. And then there's some good reasons that you should start a home-based business.
Give me a couple of reasons why I should not start a home-based business.
Well, one is that to just simply increase your standard of living. You know, if the only motivation is I want more money, I'm greedy, I think I ought to have what my neighbors have, all those kind of attitudes, you're really starting off on the wrong foot. You're not thinking about who you can serve except yourself. And so probably not going to have a very successful market orientation.
Number two?
You've got a tough situation at work and you just want to run from it and hide and just don't want to be around people. That's a bad thing.
It will follow you.
Right. Problems go, they're wherever you go.
And what about number three?
Well, if you thrive working around people and you like the fellowship, you're very social, I wouldn't start a home-based business because you're going to be isolated.
Yeah, you really need to know who you are and how you're wired. What are some good reasons for starting a small business?
Well, I think it's a great reason to start a home-based business if you really need to pay off some debt and you're motivated to stay the course and to use those resources to get more margin in your life. That's a good reason.
Number two?
Number two, I like home-based businesses for stay-at-home moms that don't need to make a lot of income, but they want time with their children. They want accessibility. They want to get off of the commuting. Those are really good candidates for home-based businesses.
They are.
And then a final reason is sometimes you just need help paying for college.
Well, thanks, Chuck. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life. And I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available. And I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Jack Alexander. Jack is the chairman and CEO of Next Level Strategies. They work with businesses and ministries to develop successful strategies that grow organizations in these challenging times. Jack has an incredible track record. In 1999, he was Entrepreneur of the Year for the Southeast U.S., and then also that same year, he was named Ernst & Young's National Entrepreneur of the Year. He's six times been named one of the 25 most influential people in the travel and hospitality industries. That's through Business Travel News. He was also awarded the Georgia Family Honors Award for 2005 for his efforts to remove pornography from hotel rooms. Jack has built businesses starting from 50 people that have grown to 5,000 people. He and his wife, Lisa, live in the Atlanta area. Jack has three children, Jack, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
It is a pleasure to introduce you to our audience today, Jack, because you have a unique perspective on helping people who are interested in either starting or growing their businesses. And as a godly man, as one who has trusted in the Lord through your entire career, share with us some of the principles that have guided your path as a businessman.
I think a scripture that's meant a lot to me, Chuck, is Proverbs 25:2. It says it's to the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's to the glory of kings to reveal a matter. And early in my career, it sometimes things just didn't seem to be clear to me as a Christian. I had a lot of questions, confusion, and I came across this verse, and it really says a lot about the character of God. As much excitement as I get about figuring things out, God gets excitement and actual glory by concealing things. So when I saw that literally my plan and God's provision for me, he is divinely concealed, and that he's driving me to seek him and to have an intimate relationship with him. And as I do, he reveals that plan and he reveals that provision.
You know, Jack, that cuts across some of the grain of our modern thinking that, you know, God is not necessarily directing our steps, that we have to have our own vision. We have to have our own thoughts and our own plans. How have you applied that in some of your own experience?
Well, sometimes it's not just me applying it. It's God putting me in difficult situations. When I had just become a Christian and I was in an office and I was just awarded the largest account in the office and was told that everybody who got this account made partner in the firm. And it turns out somebody in this account didn't like me. They call our managing partner, and I was off the account. And so I was humiliated in front of the whole office, people I'd worked with for years. They gave me another account in its place, and it was actually a billionaire in Europe who hired me 2 years later.
Wow. And that set you on a totally different path, didn't it, Jack?
Exactly. So that had nothing to do with what I was trying to figure out. It's all that God was moving. But it was a crisis because I asked my wife when I came home, I'd say, just God's a loving God, but this doesn't feel very loving.
You know, Jack, a lot of people have ideas. They turn to the Lord and ask for ideas. They want to start a business. They want to have some of the experiences that you have had where they may have a small business now or they want to start one. How do you speak to people who have a good idea? What should they do with it? How do they follow through on that?
Well, I see it as a process that people have ideas, and then ideas turn into products, and then products turn into businesses. And typically, people will fall in love with their idea and say, I've got a product, or I've got a business, when in reality, I say, all you've got is an idea. And so, to me, when you are in business for yourself, there's a real discipline to understanding that this is just an idea right now. What things do I need to do to actually make it a workable product that people are actually using? And at that point, you can develop a business plan, a distribution strategy to actually turn that into a business.
Well, there's a lot of people who are thinking, okay, here's an incredible entrepreneur. I've got a great idea. How would he tell me to put it into action, to go to the next step? How would I do that, Jack, to actually make it a product and to create a business?
Well, I think the biggest thing is understanding the process. It was 1990, and a software guy came up to me with an idea basically to develop a product that will help everybody get lower airfares. And I liked the idea. We invested money in that product. We had a great product probably after 2 more years. 5 years later, we were processing 100 million transactions on that product. But it was a 7-year in total process to turn that idea into a business. And so I think that if you do something yourself, you just have to have a lot of commitment, a lot of belief, and, you know, some capital.
Yeah, and what are the number one things that causes businesses to fail, Jack? Is it capital?
Well, I think the number one question that should be asked is, who are your customers? I think too many times people get excited about their product as opposed to saying, who am I trying to serve? What need can I fill through this product? And oftentimes it's said that companies go out of business because they run out of money, but I think more often it's because they don't really have that servant mindset, which as Christians, I think we should be well set for.
So if I've got an idea, define who I'm trying to serve, and then figure out how I'm going to capitalize it, correct?
Exactly.
Is it similar to the old axiom about travel that you take twice the money and half the luggage? Do you need twice the customers and twice the money to get a good business started?
As an investor in businesses, I love to see reality. Somebody came to me recently and said, I've got an idea that nobody else has come up with. It's an iPod carrying case. And I said, so Apple sold a zillion iPods, but you don't think there's any travel cases for iPods out there. I met with a couple guys 3 days ago who had a social network for membership organizations, and I said, who else is doing this? And they said, nobody else is doing this. So I think you've really got to be brutally honest in terms of what the competition is, what the landscape is, because investors would much rather see competition and say, why are your features and benefits better? Why is your distribution strategy better? Rather than, we're the only people doing this.
Yeah, and when you started one of your businesses, you said you had a number of competitors. How many were there, Jack?
It was 1987, and there were 37,000 people that we started competing with.
Doing the same thing you were doing.
Exactly.
And where did you end up after it was all said and done?
Number two in the country.
Wow. That's a great story, Jack. When we come back, I want to talk about capitalization and some of your view on partnerships. Jack, we've got to take a break. Thank you so much for what you've shared already. Looking forward to the next part of this interview. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System. And you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is entrepreneur and businessman Jack Alexander. Jack, over the break, you were elaborating on more of your insights into that verse of Proverbs 25:2. Go ahead and share with our audience some of the things that God's shown you through that verse.
Well, the scripture says that the righteous shall walk by faith. And so we're all on a faith walk, and we all have pain, and we all have uncertainty in our lives. And to me, it's been a real difference maker to know that God has already provided for that for me. And it's really up to me to seek Him with all my heart so I can uncover, you know, who He wants in my life, what He wants me to do, as opposed to, I think for too many years as a Christian, I felt lost, confused, and wondered whether God cared.
You know, Jack, there's a lot of people that want to start a business. 10 million people every year say they're going to. I think the numbers are roughly 3 million try it. You shared earlier that they have to take their idea through a process to make sure they have customers, make sure it becomes a product, and then build a business around it. And the big obstacle for many people is capitalization. And I know people have a choice whether they want to go it alone or just have a partner. Which of those two are better?
Well, I think there's two types of capital. There's financial capital and there's relational capital. And for me anyway, I've enjoyed most of my most positive experiences when I've had partners. And when you really think about God's plan and God's design, it's for partnership. He made man, and man was incomplete. He needed a partner. Woman needed a partner. And I think that the essence of partnership is humility. Because the minute I have a partner in something, I'm acknowledging that they're better than me. And they're acknowledging that maybe there are a couple areas that I'm stronger than they are in. So to me, it's very, very exciting to do things with other people. But again, if you don't have a humble approach to it, it's just like in marriage. If I don't have a humble approach with my wife, I get in trouble every time. And I think the same thing's true in business. And somebody can say, well, I had a bad experience with a partner. But to me, that is part of the faith walk, that if I'm in business with two or three people, then we all are bringing things to the table. And what might have been a 7-year process by myself might be a 1-year process. And then the minute you shorten that time, then you need less capital. So obviously, I'm a big fan of partnerships.
You know, so many people want to start a business because they feel independent and they think it leads to independence. But from what you're saying, Jack, you felt a greater comfort and strength in the business by not being independent. Is that correct?
Well, I think God really drives us to community. He drives us to body life. And I think by our very nature, we're independent people. We want to do things ourselves. We want to be successful. We want to make money. And we want to put our kids through college or something, as opposed to who is there out there that I can serve? Who is God sovereignly placed in my life that I can work with? And how can we walk this walk together?
Yeah, I love that, Jack. Well, it's a very challenging time for people. And a lot of people are wondering, how do I make it through these challenging times, this turbulent economy? What advice do you have for people in these turbulent times, Jack?
Well, I think a lot of people are feeling like their decks are getting reshuffled right now, you know, where they're uncertain. One of my best friends, after 13 years and doing a great job for a company, his boss got Alzheimer's and the daughter came in and fired him. And he was 50 years old, didn't know what to do. And he asked me for advice. And I said, well, have you considered doing 3 or 4 things? And he says, well, Jack, I'm not like you. You know, I want a team, I want a job, and I want benefits.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. 2 years later, he has one company that's paying him for a few days a week as much as his old company was. He's providing investment services for a handful of people. And he's also involved in a couple other things that he's generating capital from. And he said to me the other day, he said he can go to all of his kids' activities and he's making more money and he has a more flexible life. But as long as he looked at it in a very structured way, that I need to have what I had before, again, there was a different answer there.
Well, it's almost as if we're coming back to the Proverbs 25:2 passage, that God revealed some things that your friend did not know, even about himself and how God would provide. Is that part of the solution there?
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of the difficulties we face in life, I think God wants us to learn about ourselves. And the more I learn about myself, the more I need him.
Yeah.
So I think it is a process, but I think it takes faith to just say God's in control, God has a plan, God has a provision.
And Jack, when you look back at all of your business success and your walk with the Lord, people who wonder how much of that was you and how much of it was the Lord, because we ascribe so much stock in our own abilities in this day and age. And you've been at the top in business, Jack. How do you evaluate that looking back?
Well, the story I told earlier, what I had to contribute to my first partnership was getting tossed off an account. So that was my contribution. God's contribution was teaming me up with a new partner. And the people I've worked with, as I reflect back, I think virtually all my success has come from others and from God.
Well, Jack, you have had a fascinating career. It's been great having you on the program today. I would love to talk to you about a lot more things. Will you come back and be our guest again?
Sure, would love it.
Well, I look forward to having you back, Jack. And for those of you who want to ask some questions, very specific things about starting a business, growing your company, this is what Jack does. He helps companies go to the next level with their strategy and with their insights on their products and their customers. You can ask that question at chuckbentley@crown.org. Well, when we return, we're going to wrap up today's broadcast. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we learned some important principles from Jack today, and let's take a moment before we close, and let's go through them again.
One of the things he said is start by answering this question, how can I serve people with my business? You know, if the business is just about you, just about your needs, probably not going to work. And then he talked about some of the things that happen when you take on a partner. It reminded me of the verse that two are better than one and a cord of three strands are not easily broken. And Jack said a successful business partnership brings about humility. You're willing to listen. You're willing to submit your ideas for scrutiny to other people. I never really thought about it that way, but you can see the wisdom of that. Sometimes we hear that you should be anti-partner, and Jack was really saying, no, let's be pro-partner. Be careful who your partner is. You want a good partner. You want a like-minded partner. But partnerships can be really good. And then he said, talked about the principle of small beginnings. You know, he started a company with 50 people and it grew to, you know, over 5,000. So that doesn't sound too small to many people who are out there. Maybe they're a one-person shop or maybe they're struggling just to have three or four employees. But he talked about just start with an idea. And then test and see, is that an idea that will help people? And then move it into go through a process to move it into a product. How does that idea become a product that people can use? And then how does that product go through a process to become a full-blown business? And I love the way he thinks. It's very structured, and it really helps you get to the end result. And then he talked about never underestimating the power that God can give you creativity, that he can give you insight. I love the verse that he used, Dave. I think it's Proverbs 25:2 when he said, it's the glory of God to conceal things. It's the glory of kings to find them out. And he had a very unique perspective on that God doesn't unpack everything to us. He lets us go through the joy of realizing that there's more there, and he's going to show it to us when we pursue him. He offline compared it to being married for a long time, that the longer you're married, the more you grow to understand and to know and appreciate your spouse, and you find all these new and rich, deep things out about them, and as your closeness grows, you just become more and more appreciative of how wonderful the person is. And same way as you grow closer to God, he will show you more and more things. And if God's given you an idea, don't be afraid to pursue it. Don't be afraid to ask him for what to do with it, how to act upon it, how to put it into action. Go through the discipline, the process, the humble beginnings to create a product and move it into a business. I hope that's encouraging to you.
Well, it's good information. And if you want to hear the program again, you can hear it by going to crown.org. That's crown.org. And tomorrow we have a special program. Chuck will be in the studio to answer your questions. And if you have a question that you want Chuck to answer, you can send it to chuckbentley@crown.org. That's Chuck Bentley, one word, chuckbentley@crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Life.